I don't know if you guys know this, but sex is a pretty big part of life.
Indeed.
It seems like a lot of people are doing this. And our P1 females,
especially
ticket chicks, P1 listeners who happen to have that area down there that is more feminine than masculine, they do this all the time. And we decided it'd be best if we got their experiences anonymously through the miracle of broadcast radio. Now, women, as you call, understand that you're guaranteed anonymity under the broadcast laws of our land.
Because this is Ladies' Day.
Yay! All right, today in Ladies' Day, we focus on the question, what was your most awkward sexual experience? It could be parents coming home early. It could be getting busted by security guards. It could be losing the key to the handcuffs.
These are all some things that have happened to the Greg Gordo.
All of them. Every single one of them. Or it could be just a guy who... See, this happens a lot with women. They like some guy, attracted to him, whatever, and then it gets to the point where they're going to bed down. And then the bedding down is very unsatisfying, unfulfilling. Either he's micro in that area, or he has a... He just has no feel and has robotic moves, and he says really offensive stuff during it. We had one girl tell us one time that some guy just called her just such filthy names that she felt so horrible, she just stopped the thing. She stopped it right in the middle after he had yelled out some new offensive term for her.
Chupacabra.
Well, Craig, I don't know if that was it.
It was a drop.
So, let's get straight to it. We have a first caller, I believe, Craig. Yeah, who do we have?
214-787-1310, if you want to line up behind her, and who doesn't?
Oh,
gosh.
And that's ladies only, 214-787-1310. And Gordo, first up, is whores. Julie.
All right, Julie. I love the name Julie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Julie.
So, my embarrassing story is I was with a man, and we were getting down to business, and I was performing oral.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you were just performing an act of admiration.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
And he passed the gas.
Oh, right. Man.
Yes.
What's he thinking?
That's the best call we've had in 17 years.
What's he thinking?
I don't know.
Well, I don't think he was intentional. You're saying this was intentional?
No, I don't think it was intentional.
No, I'm sure it wasn't intentional, but he could at least monitor the situation to make sure it didn't happen.
Monitor.
Right? Like a pat on the head would have been nice.
Oh, like, hey. You...
Like incoming?
Yeah, or, come on up now.
Or look out.
And then he got really annoyed when it just stopped down. The whole event was over. And
so he gets mad at you for calling off the parade.
Was it like atomic?
It wasn't good. It was pretty awful.
Oh, God. The shelf rattler?
We had gotten back. Shelf rattler? We had gotten back from some Mexican, so it was a little...
Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
Well, so was I.
Did you ever see him after that?
No, it was over.
Oh.
That ended it?
Yeah, that ended it.
That's so horrible.
He dropped the big one and it was over.
You can't control that area when you're having some
fun?
Fun, yes, fun. Then it was over.
Did you ever talk about it with him afterwards?
I think it was pretty clear when I just got up and was like, you know what, I'll call you later. And then I
left. And have you ever told any of your girlfriends this story?
Yes, we've all had a good laugh over it, over cocktails.
Damn, that poor guy.
Yeah.
All right, well, Julie, how old are you, by the way?
I am 26 years old.
What a tramp.
Don't call her that.
Don't do that.
No. Can you send in a picture? We need it just to guarantee your anonymity.
We need it for tax purposes.
You know what? I was going to send one to the hard line for my husband's birthday, so he can get it back.
We'll send it on to us. We'll start doing birthdays.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
All right, God bless you. Thank you so much, Julie. Very nice to hear from her. By the way. Unfortunately, she had a very disgusting story.
Ugh.
All right, Craig, who do we have next?
This is lovely Marie.
Marie.
Hello, guys.
Marie, are you Hispanic in nature?
No.
Just have the name Marie? I always think Marie sounds like a Hispanic name, is it?
No, like Donnie and Marie.
Yeah, she wasn't Hispanic.
Yeah, she was.
No, she was real Mormon.
Hispanic Mormon. All right, Marie, how old are you?
I'm a very hot 44.
That's okay. There are a lot of hot 44-year-olds, mm-hmm. especially around this town. How many times have you been married?
Once.
Good. Still married?
Still married.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How many years?
Oh, my goodness. 10?
Okay. You got married a little late.
Oh, yeah. I had to have all my fun first.
All right. Let's hear about some of that fun. What was your most awkward sexual experience?
Well, back in my my days of following the bands, the local bands, a band came through town by the name of Whitesnake.
Uh-oh.
And one of the bass players was really hot.
One of the bass players of Whitesnake.
Yeah, well.
They changed out bass players, I guess.
Well, he and I hooked up that evening. It was a one-night stand, and I took him back to my place, and we were having a wonderfully hot time when he stopped in the middle and said, "Oh, my God." And I said, "What?" And we looked up, and my front door had one of those windows in it, and looking in the front door was a black face with a pair of big, wide eyes. Apparently, he had pulled a chair over and was standing up watching us through the window.
Why did you have to add the detail that it was a big black face?
Because that was what was kind of shocking at the moment.
She's telling it like it is. Or what?
Because the Peeping Tom was black?
Yeah, apparently.
Like how black?
You don't have to talk about that. All right. What's wrong with y'all?
It actually ended up being kind of a turn-on, because after we got rid of him and chased him off, we continued to have a whole lot more fun.
So it turned you on that this very black face was watching you?
Well, it did at the time.
Mm. Was the guy doing anything that you were aware of to himself as he's watching?
We couldn't tell. All we could see was about nose up and see the eyes looking through the window.
That's probably better that way.
As you're with a member of Whitesnake, this story is so crazy to me.
You sound like a...
Me too.
Marie, you sound like a classic rock DJ from the 80s or 90s. You ever do any,
I do?
You ever do any radio work?
No, I never did.
You ever smoked?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm
You ever
hearing.
Driven a Fiero?
No.
All the girls who I knew who liked Whitesnake and all that kind of stuff seemed like they always smoked, drove a Fiero, and practiced Wicca.
I did do the Wicca.
I see, yeah, I told you. All right, Marie, thanks for your call.
Uh-huh.
All right, most awkward sexual experience. All right, which of those two do you think is more awkward?
The first one.
You
yeah.
Can't get
first
by
one,
that.
Clearly.
Yeah.
It's not a competition, but I'm just saying.
By the way, that opens up a line, 214-787-1310, for women only. We're getting some right. men callers faking female voices that are clogging the line, so we're trying to sift through those. 214-787-1310.
Hello.
The question is your most awkward sexual experience.
And I'm also getting some in email that I can't seem to read through quick enough here.
How about the one you read us, which was...
Which one?
Sexual
no,
nature?
I yeah, don't even
awkward.
Mention that one.
Why?
Because that...
It happens.
I'm serious. I will vomit.
It obviously happened.
I will vomit.
Read it.
No.
Come on.
No, I'm not going to. 214-787-1310.
Gordon and restraint?
The telephone number.
Never thought I'd see that.
I'm getting some from a couple women who ran into the micro area.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say that the awkwardness was how when they saw that, they laughed... just reflexively. And then the guy's like, what? And them having to talk their way out of it. Talk their way not only out of the fact that they just laughed as soon as they saw him nude, but then also that they had to leave somehow. All of a sudden they weren't interested in this experience. All right, next caller.
All right, this is Exciting Elaine.
Ooh.
Hello.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Just fine.
Do you have an awkward sexual experience?
I have two of them real quick.
Okay.
First one was with a man. And
the second one's not going to be.
Everything was going really good.
Okay.
And then
really
right well. Before,
uh-huh.
he all of a sudden, I'm not much of a talker during sex, but right before, he goes, "Ooh, baby, I'm going to fill you up." And I just stopped and thought, "Oh, my God, am I at a gas station?" I felt like a car, and I just completely lost it.
Started laughing.
I couldn't do it anymore.
Why would a guy say that? I mean, I don't know. Why,
you know,
what would possess him to say that, I guess is what I should say.
Sex talk, talking during no sex idea. Can be like really, really hot, you know, if someone's good at it. But there are some people who are really bad at it.
I don't know, but it was, "Ooh, baby, I'm going to fill you up." Okay. Said, "Oh, no, 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 no."
All right, before we get to your second story, you guys remember, wasn't it the Seinfeld episode where there was bad sex talking?
Yeah.
When Jerry said to a girl, she said, "Why don't I take off my shirt?" And he said to her, is that the shirt your mom laid out for you?" Awkward sex talk. All right, what's your second story, Elaine?
Second story, almost about a different guy. Years ago, everything was going good again. And then right before he was to, I guess.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He all of a sudden says, "Oh, my back, oh, my gosh, my back, I pulled a muscle." And I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, "Oh, no, no, no. I believe it was premature," and he was embarrassed, and that's what he fell back on.
He was trying to cover that up with faking a massive back injury.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And so, again, totally lost it.
How many years did you smoke?
Did I? Oh, never.
No.
Why I've got a little bit of a cold.
She's got a cold, Gordon.
Yeah.
Jerk.
I thought you had a stoma.
No, no. I'm a little upper respiratory problem.
Oh. How old are you, Lane, before we let you go?
I am 53.
You're in a bad...
Yeah, we lost her.
Yeah, we...
Unfortunately.
Sometimes cell reception here at the station is bad.
Right. That doesn't make sense, but yeah.
I mean, it's only...
We don't have a cell phone
station.
There,
very forgivable.
It's a landline.
All right, Craig, do we have someone else lined up?
Boy,
ready?
Do we. We have Rockin' Ruth.
Would you stop giving them stupid nicknames? You don't need that.
I can do what I want.
Ruth. I don't know many girls named Ruth anymore. Hi, Ruth.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm the girl that called about the guy that was saying all the horrible names to me.
Oh, okay. The one I referenced earlier about the guy who
called me all these horrible names. They weren't sexual names. They were horrible names.
Can you say them on
air? Okay, which ones can you say on the air?
I can't. Because it was just like calling me a B and a... S and a C and a...
Oh, no.
What? And I just stopped. I'm like, what?
Did you go out with this guy
That's
for...
That's not what I'm talking about.
Did you go out with this guy for a long time?
That's not talking dirty. That's calling me horrible names.
Did you ask him why? Did he
no,
just
No, I just was sort of shocked. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was just like, okay, well... Sort of
stops
you down in the moment.
Yeah. And how old are you, Ruth?
I'm 45.
Okay.
What are y'all doing?
Too bad we lost.
You just said a second ago, 44, there's nothing wrong with it. All of a sudden we get a 45-year-old.
Okay. Look at me, Giorgio. Do you see me in control of the phones?
You signaled.
You know exactly who did that.
Him,
it was Junior.
You gave him the slash.
I did not slash across the throat.
Yeah, you did.
That's ridiculous. I hope her last name wasn't Ryan, by the way.
I don't think so.
No, she would not call up in this.
All right, do we have time for another one, Junior?
We might have time for a couple more, because we have them lining up now around the corner. This is Slippery Stephanie.
Stop it!
Yeah.
Hi, Slippery Stephanie.
Oh.
Wow, slippery, huh?
Slippery when...
Okay. Shut up.
Don't tell Stephanie to shut up.
I'm telling you
She's nice enough to call the show. Stephanie, you okay?
I am okay.
After that assault from George Dunham?
That was not an assault on you.
How old are you, Steph?
30.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, cell reception's pretty good right now, so okay, we have time to talk to you. Okay, what's your awkward sexual experience?
All right, so me and my boyfriend at the time, we're married now, but we were in college, and so we were in his dorm room and, you know, just having some fun. And all of a sudden, somebody starts knocking on the door, and they're knocking, like, really loud, and we're like, oh, just ignore it. They'll go away. And they just kept knocking, and then they started yelling. It was this guy outside. He's like, I know you're in there. I know you're in there, and kept knocking. And, you know, we had already, like, pretended that we weren't there, and it was a pretty small room, so it would be pretty stupid to, like, you know, finally go answer the door. And so we just, like, kept, you know, waiting and doing other things. And then finally the door opened, and my boyfriend had left the keys in the door. And so this guy, like, just totally walked in on us, and he's like, here are your keys.
You left your keys in the door.
In the door of the dorm room, yeah.
And you were pretending you weren't there.
Right, right. But he's like, I know you're there because your keys are right here.
Gosh. Well, thanks, Eric. You said you were 30? Is that right?
Yes. 30?
You ever... what are you doing?
What?
Get an email here from P1 Sandy. She said her first time was with a guy from high school who she had been crazy about for years. Whom she had been? Who she was crazy about for years. I don't know. Anyway... When we finally got, she says, when they finally got down to business, she had to ask him if they actually went all the way because he was so small.
Oh, no.
He was a small man.
That's awkward. Mm.
It's very awkward. She asked him, can you imagine what he's thinking right afterwards after he shared this, their first time, the most intimate thing? All right, here we have next.
All right, we'll go into our lightning round.
Okay, lightning round.
Fit in these last two. First up, we have tantalizing Tia.
Hi, Tia. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay. What's your most awkward experience?
Well, I don't know. Well, it was actually my cousin, and she refuses to call and tell it, so I told her I would because I thought it was the weirdest thing I'd ever heard at the time.
Kind of sorry of you, but okay.
Now, we'll go along with the cousin story.
It really is. If it was, I'm very open, I would say, but hers is much better than mine. So anyway, to sum it up, she was... trying the back door experience for the first time.
Gosh.
Great basketball.
And let's just kind of talk around things a little bit more. She was trying an unconventional thing for the first time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, trying something new for her and decided it was time to go.
What do you mean go?
She went. Oh. You know. Hello?
Why would you call up and tell us that story?
I'm sorry. I told you I had to share it with somebody because I was totally grossed out when she told me. But what makes it worse is that he went and took a nice, sexy bubble bath with her and wanted to finish. And she wanted to leave, but he convinced her to finish. I just had to share because it was awful to...
I hate humans.
Here on the eve of the greatest story ever told, that is the worst story ever told.
We're kind of A-B-ing them right now.
Yeah.
This is just an example of what kind of bookends look like.
We could try to finish on a high if we want to.
All right. Let's try that, Craig.
This is Gina.
Gina, how are you?
I think it's Gina.
You from Virginia? Hi, Gina.
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Uh-huh.
Your name is Gina, correct?
No, it's Gina.
Oh, okay. No problem. How old are you, Gina?
I'm 32.
32 years of age. What's your most awkward experience?
All right. The first time I was performing an act of admiration in high school, I threw up on him.
Wow.
Talk about humiliating.
So that was an ender, right?
Yes, definitely.
Were you drunk, or was it the actual act that made you throw up?
It was the actual act, actually. It was.
Yeah, you know.
Hasn't happened since, but that was my first experience.
So was this in a car? Was it in a house?
It was in a house on a couch.
So... Did you help with the cleanup, or did you force him to do it as you just ran out the door?
I actually did it, and then I ran out the door.
Gosh.
That's pretty bad.
Well, Merry,
yeah.
Merry Christmas.
There is nothing, there is no libido killer like the smell of vomit.
Poor guy.
Well, God bless you. Or, okay.
Oh, something else.
Okay. I guess she didn't care about that so much. All right, good. That's better to end on. The
yes.
vomit is better than...
Yeah.
Well, Gordo, thank you for one of the most explosive Ladies' Day segments ever.
In more than one way.